This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you.
Good morning, Hope United, and thank you, Pastor Joshua and Pastor Corinne, for this opportunity to be able to share during this very, very trying but excited time. Well, I have a very special word for you today. My word for you today is this: learning to be and then staying uncivilized. Completely uncivilized. Do I have your attention yet? In life, we strive to get comfortable. In our finances, in our relationships, I just want to be comfortable. In our spiritual walk, I need to be comfortable. While we're missing this incredible truth, all victories, all new discoveries are found in the uncomfortable. With the advent of the coronavirus, how many of you right now feel uncomfortable? You can text in, "I feel uncomfortable." Or you can also text in, "Bishop, you look really good today." Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to know about this uncivilized thing. The answer is, whatever's happening, this is what your answer should be. Good. Good. If all things do work together for the good of them that love the Lord, this should be your answer. Good. Text in right now. Good. It's just good. Because what Satan intends for evil, God turns for good. Can I tell you, this week I've ministered in Venezuela, Italy, England, Alabama, Florida, twice in California. I'm having the best time. I'm traveling more than I ever have, and I'm not leaving my house. Let me just tell you, the grandfather of the house is telling you this is a time to be reinvented and to move into the uncomfortable. Real spirit-filled believers answer when anything happens, right here, four letters, write it in, text it in, good. I was so moved today. My son-in-law Joshua showed me this video. This guy is viral now. He has got like 2 million followers. His name is David Goggins, and he grew up an abused young man. His dad was like a pimp and abused his mother, and he just was going nowhere in high school. He got up to 300 pounds, and he has this epiphany that he wants to be uncomfortable. And I can't tell the whole story because I'm limited in my time today, but I just want to tell you, he's the only man that has completed Army Ranger School, the Air Force Special Forces, and a Navy SEAL, and has done the most extraordinary feats all over the earth. And what he is teaching is the worst thing that can happen to a man is to become civilized. I'm telling you, after I heard that, I said, you know what? I know that I'm here in my house, and I've got three great chefs. Not only can Sonny cook, not only can Esther cook, Joshua Ball can cook. And so I'm sitting here, and I gained about 15 pounds, 10 pounds, and I wasn't exercising, and I saw that, and I said, you know what? It's time to get uncomfortable. I started eating right. I started exercising. I started going farther than I've ever gone in exercise. 67, lost 18 pounds. I feel great. You're not quarantined. You're sequestered with your family to see things happen that had never happened before. Now, what Webster says is uncivilized is lacking culture or refinement. Civilized is characterized by your taste, by your refinement, or by the restraints. Here's what I mean by uncivilized. As far as your thought process, as far as your care for your health, destroying excuses, living without any limits. Listen, it's time for us to break mediocrity, the status quo. It's time for us to get a little uncivilized. Well, come on, Bishop, you need to give me some Bible. John 15, 19. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But you're not of the world. Ah, you're uncivilized by their standards. I chose you to come out of the world, therefore the world hates you. If everybody loves you, there's trouble. You're not standing up for something. People either love Jesus, want to forsake all and follow him. What do you think people thought of Jesus in that time? He was crazy. He said that he was a king. The Jews already had a king. He said that his father was God. Well, Caesar was God. This man decided he would not let there be any restraints on who he knew he was. 1 John 2:15, love not the world or the things of the world, for if anyone loves the world, is civilized by the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That word world in the Hebrew means a harmonious arrangement or constitution or order of government. In other words, don't make waves. Get with the program. Can I tell you that Hope United has always been uncivilized? The way we've done Sunday morning worship, oh my God, we were the first church to really celebrate cross-cultural ministry in Miami. We were the first ones that had rap and dance on stage on Sunday morning. We are the ones that originated productions, doing things that you brought the Bible stories into now. And now you're still uncivilized. When I hear what you're doing at MacArthur High School and an uncivilized Pastor Josh and an uncivilized Sion, I forget what his name is, the coolest guy with the coolest shoes. Okay, uncivilized. Members of Hope, I want you to hear. You're not, be ye not conformed to this world. Don't be civilized to this world, but be ye transformed. John 17:14, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I'm not of the world. We're in a different culture. That culture is not represented on CNN or Fox News. It's the culture of the kingdom of God. The 40% rule is, you trying the hardest you think you're trying is really only 40%. Let me tell you, if you could really get uncomfortable, for most everybody that I'm speaking to, there's a 60% that you haven't touched yet. Civilized is when you do the best you think you can do. Uncivilized is when you realize that God has so much more in you. That so much more is going to take pain. Because I'm going to be honest with you today. It's going to take suffering. It's going to take failure and some more failure. And then an extra bit of failure. And then there's going to be a darkness. And then there's going to be a dawning of incredible light. If you don't believe that, see Jesus in the Bible. Suffering, pain, failure, 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 darkness. And now 2 billion people call themselves Christians around the world. The Bible says in Matthew 11:11, there is no greater man than John the Baptist, the most uncivilized man in the New Testament. Here he came in camel hair, which was only used like to make tents or for flooring. It just insulated his body well. He's eating bugs. Why? Because they're cheap. And when he says he's eating honey, it was wild honey. He was putting his hand in the beehive, bringing out the honey. Uncivilized, and yet the king was afraid of him. He was a voice crying out in the wilderness. How uncivilized was the woman at the well that couldn't keep a man? She'd been married 5 times. She was living with a guy that was not her husband. And here's Jesus talking to a Samaritan in public. That's completely uncivilized. And yet he lit in John 4:25-32, he lit up the most powerful evangelist that we see that shook a city. He says in verse 26 of John 4, Jesus declared, I'm the one, I'm the Messiah. I am he. When the disciples returned, they went, how could you be doing this? How are you talking to this Samaritan woman? Uncivilized. She goes into town and says, you've got to see a man. Come see a man that told me everything about me, changed my life. People run after her. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm 67. I know you love me, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Our president is an uncivilized man. This may sound uncivilized, but I'm going to tell you something. He's not a politician. He doesn't speak in political language that pleases everyone. He just has been, and I say this to you and love you, I'm not asking you to agree with all of his policies, but let me tell you a fact. He has blessed the church and Christianity more than any president ever. The first time ever in history, White House and speaking in tongues are going on. We realize that this president has indeed touched the economy and unemployment like we haven't seen in 50 years. Now, that's just true. Is he uncivilized? Absolutely. Does he say things he shouldn't supposed to say? Absolutely. But I'm here to tell you that our responsibility is one thing, to pray for him. You can disagree with what he believes about immigration. You can disagree with a lot of things. But civilized is when you pick a side. Uncivilized is when you strive for the truth. And let me just tell you why I'm being uncivilized. States that are now making it okay to kill babies after they come out of their mother. Let me just tell you, I politics is gone. Here's the truth. That's murder. Or when you call late abortion where a child could live outside the mother, but yet you kill it inside the mother. It's a child alive. We've got to dare. There's a new bishop here. We have got to be able to say, it's time that we disagree with what needs to be disagreed and stand up for truth. Where honor is due, give honor. The current day perception of Jesus, are you kidding me? What would the current day perception of Jesus be? It would be that he was completely uncivilized. He broke so many religious Jewish customs. Oh my goodness. Are you ready? He made a whip. Took the whip to church. Let's just think about Hope United. Bishop invites me to come in and speak. And I show up in church a little late with a bullwhip. And I see that there's some people in the church doing something they shouldn't do. And I start whipping them, flipping tables over, knocking them out of their chair. How many of you would agree that Bishop would be uncivilized? Okay. Now, I've never done that. I think I'm maybe getting a little desire to do that. But Jesus was a man that they had never, ever seen. He called out Jewish leaders and said they were snakes and they were whitewashed tombs. He quit his family job as a carpenter. How uncivilized. And then started traveling as an itinerant minister, a rabbi without a synagogue, no place in the structured church, and held many of his services in a field or down by a body of water. To be what God wants you to be. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad Pastor Josh, Pastor Corinne, let me speak. I want you to write this down. I'm willing to be uncomfortable. Text it down. Text it in. I'm willing to be uncomfortable. You have to suffer and remember the suffering when it comes again. We shouldn't shrink back. Everything that has made you great or me great in life was when we were uncomfortable and had to do something we didn't think we could do. Then we realized we could do it, and then all of a sudden, it just doesn't happen to people that are not willing to be uncomfortable and uncivilized. Hope, I know you. I know you by the Spirit. I know your spiritual DNA. You are ready to get to a place that you've never gone before. Yesterday, I went out with my bike with my wife, and I said, baby, we're going to ride farther than we ever have. And riding in Atlanta is like this. Riding in Miami is like this. Riding in Atlanta is like different temperatures. Riding in Miami is like riding in heaven. I rode farther because I was willing to get uncomfortable. I rode longer than I've ever ridden because I was willing to be uncomfortable. And I told my wife at the end, let me tell you the joy of being uncomfortable. We sat there rejoicing in the fact we had done something we had never done before. I was not just going to ride 20 miles. No. I'd done that. I dared to be uncomfortable. The worst thing that can happen to a man or a woman that wants to be in the kingdom is to be civilized. I spoke to a church in Pasto, Colombia. I've got Colombia here on my shirt. I spoke, and there's about 5,000 leaders there. And I got up and I would speak several times a day, and I would speak like an hour and a half, and I would just be doing illustrations, and I would just be, and the young ministers came up to me and they said, "Bishop, where in the world do you get the energy to speak like that? I'm an uncivilized man. I don't know what takes over in me, but there's something in me that strives to do something that's never been done before. I know that I'm waking you up right now." I can start calling out names, but I'm talking to you. God has called you to go beyond. My best illustration of this is I was ministering at a big conference down in Georgetown, Guyana. And I got into the room, and it was set up for 700 leaders. 3,000 leaders showed up. No AC, it's summertime in Guyana, and it's over 100 degrees in the room. And so I get up and I preach for like an hour and 15 minutes. Pray for people, it's great. And I turn around to Apostle Brooks and I go, "Thank you for letting me do this." And he goes, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm ministering and I'm about to go sit down." And he says, "Oh, no, you're not." He said, "These people, many of them have walked for 4 days to get here. And anything less than a 4-hour sermon is completely unacceptable." You know what I did? I'm an uncivilized man. I spun right around and preached for 2 hours and 45 minutes more. When I got home to the hotel room, I hung my suit up. When I woke up in the morning, there was a puddle actually this deep in the carpet of water. I was completely dehydrated. I was so sick I could not get out of the bed. And I said to Apostle Brooks, I don't think I can make it back to the conference. Apostle Brooks said to me, "I'm sending a woman to your room right now." And this elderly woman came to my door, and I cracked the door open. I said, "Can I help you?" She just walked through. And she said, "Apostle Brooks said for you to drink this whole gallon, milk jug carton, a gallon of coconut water, fresh coconut water right now, and for me not to leave the room until you do it." And I took that, and I just kept going. It took me about 20 minutes, and I drank a whole gallon of coconut water. Can I tell you, in 30 minutes, I felt strong. I felt ready to go. I preached 4 hours every time for the rest of the conference. Here's what I'm telling you. I didn't know I could do that. I was in a situation, coronavirus right now. I want you to text me, "I'm uncomfortable right now." Amen. You're talking to me, Bishop. Come on, let's get involved here. Let's connect. I'm uncomfortable. Good. I'm uncomfortable. Good. I'm uncomfortable. You're in the right place. I realize that many people have said, watch this, listen, you've heard this in your ears, "I'm not good enough." Or worse than that, maybe you said to yourself, "I'm not good enough." I'm going to tell you what, by the power of Jesus Christ, make yourself good enough. Where you're lacking, make yourself good enough. If you need to go back to school, go back to school. If you need to go out and work out, do it. This is the time to get uncivilized. Break through every path. Take the excuses and throw them away. Blow them up. I'll never forget, I went to Georgia Tech and I went to an inner city high school. I went to one of the top engineering schools in the world. And there's no way I would have gotten in. I know that. Unless I was an athlete and I was very fast. And so I get in, and after the first quarter at Georgia Tech, I failed the class. I should have failed two classes, but my grades were so poor, I immediately went on academic probation, and that meant I had one quarter to pull up my grades, or I was going to be kicked out of school. And I went upstairs, and I showed the coach my grades, and he said, "Swilly, there's really no need for you to come out for practice anymore. You're just not smart enough to go to this school, and you're not tech material. So it's been great to know you. I wish this could have worked out, but I'll see you later." Now listen, if the world has said that to you, you need to say, "I am good enough." You need to say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Text in there right now, I am good enough. God says, I'm good enough. Now, it took me about 4 hours of studying every day and about 2 hours of tutoring every night from my cousin married a genius from Paraguay. And he tutored me and he tutored me and he tutored me. And the next quarter, I ran up the stairs. Now, for some of you, making all B's and C's might not be a home run. For me, it was the Nobel Peace Prize. I went up there and I looked at the coach and said, I am smart enough for this school. He said, I knew you were all along. You just need to be motivated. Or in other words, you just needed to be uncomfortable. Let me give you the last scripture. John 18:36. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. It's not of this culture. Remember how I teach you Matthew 5-7. Jesus brought 31 new cultures. If Pastor Josh lets me come back down there, I'll teach you those. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered to the Jews. But my kingdom is not of this world. Okay. I want you to confess this after me right now. This is a prayer. God is hearing these words. If you're uncomfortable, good. Text in there, I'm uncomfortable, but it's okay. Good, good. I'm uncomfortable, but good. I'm uncomfortable, but good. Repeat this after me. God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, make me uncomfortable. Are you ready for that? Don't say it unless you are. God, by the power of your Spirit, make me uncomfortable. Repeat this. Make me so uncomfortable, I find out things about you, Father, and I will find out things about me that will propel me into my destiny. In this season, God has especially anointed me. Say it. In this season, God has especially anointed me to be uncomfortable and say, God, I want to say thank you. Just text right. Thank you. Thank you for where I am, God. Thank you. Say this after me. God, never let me settle for the status quo. Never. I will never be limited and civilized. Say it. I'll never be limited and conformed. You're a thoroughbred and you're not made for the pony rides. You're going wherever I go. Say it. Wherever I go, God, give me the courage to stir things up to wherever people love me or they hate me. And say this, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I accept, say it, I accept a life of being uncomfortable. Because where you lead me, I've never been before. You want to end boredom in your life? Let God take you somewhere you've never been before. And that's good. The uncomfortable and uncivilized is my new norm. Say it. The uncomfortable and the uncivilized is my new norm. I want you to say, thank you, Jesus. I want you to say, God, let it be unto me. Father, let it be unto me. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for everybody watching. I pray in the name of Jesus in these few moments that I've encouraged people. I've opened their hearts. I've stirred them up. That they realize I'm only at 40%. I need more time. I don't need more time. You don't need more time. You just need to be more effective. You need to be more uncomfortable. You need to find out doing things. You're about to go on the greatest adventure of your life. Are you tired of being sick? In the name of Jesus, be well. You don't have time for sick, time to get well. If you don't know him as your Savior, be a disciple. Learn to be a disciple. And I just speak, Pastor Josh, Pastor Corinne, this is going to be the greatest season of your life. Get uncomfortable. I know you are. Get more uncomfortable. I bless you. This is Bishop, who loves you so much, on behalf of Prophet Deborah and myself. God bless you. Have a wonderful day and be uncivilized.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.